Aye.
Roy Anderson spent part of a snowy Saturday talking to people in their front doorway.
Hey, we've got a petition for Shorewood voters. What the petition is calling for is for a timeline for achieving military goals in Iraq.
Anderson and his wife, Dawn Anderson, live in Shorewood and are trying to make sure enough residents of their village have signed on to a petition calling for a spring referendum on bringing U.S. troops home from the Iraq War by the end of next year. Dawn Anderson says she and her husband wanted to become more active in their opposition to the war.
After reading about the 10 more Marines killed yesterday, this is the way that you protect democracy and freedom in our country, and that's by participating, not by going and bombing other countries. This is how you do it.
Not too surprisingly, it seems enough people in largely liberal Shorewood have signed the referendum petitions, and the signatures will be turned in to village officials today. Roy Anderson acknowledges even a successful vote in April probably wouldn't get President Bush's attention.
Maybe Bush wouldn't listen, but the leaders that have us as their constituents will listen. They're supposed to be our representatives representing what we want them to represent.
Shorewood's representative in the House is conservative Republican James Sensenbrenner, who has backed the president's policies. But Anderson says it's hard to say what the situation will be in Iraq come April or during the congressional elections next fall. While Shorewood has apparently joined Madison and a few other communities in Wisconsin in getting a spring referendum on Iraq, organizers in Milwaukee last week failed to obtain enough signatures. However, Peace Action Wisconsin and other groups are still hoping the Milwaukee Common Council will agree to putting the question on the ballot. The ballot status of the proposed referenda will be known in several other Wisconsin cities by the end of the month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.